Greg Nichols, Pastor Nichols, would you please come up to be with us? It's our joy to have the presence of our planting church. 1994, 20 years ago, Grand Rapids gave some of their choicest sheep to establish this flock, and Greg represents that church, laying hands on a new elder in this church, new deacon in this church as well. In fact, Joe, would you please come up and stand here between us? Joe has been voted in by the congregation, recognized as a deacon in this church. And that involves commitment on the part of this dear man to be a servant among us in that special office. I have some questions I want to ask you, Joe, and we've interacted about these. And do you, Joe, do you believe in your heart that you're lawfully called by God's church and consequently by God Himself to this holy office of the diaconate?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe the 66 books of the Old and New Testaments to be the only Word of God and that the doctrinal standards of this church are in harmony with the Word of God?
Yes, I do.
Do you, having read and heard of the biblical meaning and requirements of the diaconal office, do you promise to discharge these requirements faithfully by the grace of God?
Yes, I do.
And Joe, do you promise to walk in all godliness and submit to the government of the church in all things pertaining to your office?
Yes, I do.
All right, Joe, may our Almighty God and Father replenish you with grace that you might faithfully and fruitfully discharge the duties of your office. And now, Joe, would you kneel down here on the pedestal? We want to lay hands on you. I noticed Mark Raines was really wise when he did it. He put his hands like this with a tripod so he didn't get tired and fall over with long-winded pastors praying. I know we have at least have one long-winded pastor up here. Not sure which one it is.
Tell me when you're ready to
start. All right. This is a foretaste of what we experience with another Polish person in the leadership of the church. Greg, why don't I begin and you close as we pray for Joe and his new ministry among us.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for Joe. We thank you for the way he's been with us almost for the full 20 years. We thank you that he brought Libby among us in a car carrier seat. And now she plays the piano for us. And now she stands as a God-fearing woman among us. Again, a token of your grace and mercy in the parenting of Joe and Pam. We thank you for Pam, for her willingness to give of her husband. We praise you for Joe and his already full and stuffed schedule to be willing to serve the church. And we pray that you would give a special anointing on him, that he would be given a double portion of strength. We think of how you equip Bezalel and Aholiab for the old covenant tabernacle to build it well. Would you please give skill and wisdom to Joe so that we might build well in this place? Please bless his ministry as a deacon among us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father, thank you for the fellowship between our churches. Thank you for the way that you have blessed Harbor Church. Thank you for preserving them.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for providing for them in your love and grace.
Mm-hmm.
Men to lead them.
Mm-hmm.
Given by Jesus as gifts to the church.
Mm-hmm.
We pray for Brother Joe.
Mm-hmm.
We pray that you would give him all that he needs to serve this church faithfully as a deacon.
Mm-hmm.
In Acts chapter 6, they appointed men that were full of the Holy Spirit
mm-hmm.
and of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
We pray that you will, in great measure, fill him with the Holy Spirit
mm-hmm.
and wisdom to be able to give leadership to the church in the practical
mm-hmm.
matters of benevolence
mm-hmm.
and financial issues and the other matters where the church needs practical, mundane leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Bless this dear brother to serve your people here effectively and for the glory of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We ask it in His name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Blessings, Joe. We're done, Joe. We praise God for you, Joe. We're so thankful. So thankful for you. Kevin. No small blessing as we've meditated on God's giving this man to us as a shepherd of this church. But before I actually ask him to make commitments, would the members of the church stand? Covenant service of sorts. You're making commitments to him as well as his making commitments to you before God. I just want to ask you, do you recognize before God and men this man, Kevin Pilsick, as a gift of the Lord Jesus Christ to be your chief shepherd to your church as a man called by Jesus himself as your pastor? We do. That's a good response. Do you vow with the help of Christ to highly esteem this man as a shepherd of your souls? That would be a delight to him, for it wouldn't be to your benefit if it was grievous to him. Do you commit yourself to that? And do you vow to subject yourself to this man, to support this man, to satisfy this man, and to pray for this man? That's a blessed commitment. You may be seated. And now, Kevin, some things you can answer with I do, and you want to answer. I know you said yes by the help of God. Before the God of heaven and earth, do you confess yourself to be a hell-deserving sinner whose only hope is founded in the person and work of Jesus in the gospel?
I do.
Do you confess your confidence in the Scriptures of Old and New Testament as the only infallible rule of faith and practice for your own soul and for this church?
I do.
Do you adopt without the confession of faith of this church as an accurate summary of the major doctrines taught in that word?
I do.
Do you commit yourself to carry out the duties of your office according to the Scriptures and in a way supporting to the church and its constitution?
Yes, by the help of God.
Do you commit yourself to seek the purity, peace, and increased usefulness of this congregation according to the teaching of that word?
Yes, by the help of God.
You commit yourself to accept your formal stewardship of caring for the flock of God as one who shall give an account before the chief shepherd on the last day.
By the help of God, yes.
This is the seventh we mentioned earlier. Do you commit yourself to regular and earnest prayer for each and every member of this flock, that you and they may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord and to persevere until He returns or we meet in glory?
Yes, by the help of God.
All right. Kev, would you, so we can pray for you, lay hands on you. I'll go first, Greg. Could you go second? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious man.
Amen.
We thank you that you gave him to this church 20 years ago.
Yes.
We bless the day he resolved, I'll come out to Holland and I'll be a part of that new start. We thank you, Chief Shepherd, Lord Jesus, for giving gifts to your church. We thank you for his willingness to take a stand in the thick of the battle, even when the momentum may be against your flock. And we pray, Lord, that you would help him. We pray that the angel of the Lord would encamp around him. We pray that just as a weak, frail David was anointed by Samuel, that he was given the heart of a mighty man to be a warrior. We pray, Lord, that you would train his hands for war and his fingers for battle. And may he be able to say, like David, by thee I can run against a troop, and by thee I can leap over a wall. Please keep his heart, Lord. Lead him not into temptation. Deliver him from evil. We know that the enemy will surround him and will begin to build up siege works against him. Make him to be an impregnable fortress. Amen. May the gates of hell not prevail against him. Amen. May you enable him to have a breastplate of righteousness and a shield of faith that could deflect the darts of the enemy. We pray, Lord, that you would give him wisdom in shepherding, in leading, in teaching, in pastoring. Desperately, he is in need. Abundantly, we pray that you would give, Lord. And we ask that in following this man, that your power would be made perfect in weakness, both for him as a man and for us as a congregation, and that you would fetch much glory for yourself. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we continue to pray, and as we do, we thank you for the word that we just heard. We pray for Kevin. We pray for your blessing upon his example, that he would be able to lead your people, not by manipulation, by intimidation, but by the godly example of his life.
Amen.
As a man and in his family, that your people would follow him as he follows Christ. And you would anoint him with the Holy Spirit to live as a godly example.
Amen.
We pray also that he would feed your people. We heard about quality control. And you would give him discernment and wisdom.
Amen.
To be balanced and balanced and quality control with regard to the ministry of the word. We pray also for him with regard to protecting your people. That you would give him the discernment and the courage that he needs to stand up to any wolf that dares to show its face at Harbor Church.
Amen.
In any way that your people are threatened in their vulnerability by false doctrine and bad influences, give our dear brother the grace to stand up to them and to protect your sheep. Also, Lord, that he would be there for them, to comfort them. Give him a heart filled with love. Fill him and anoint him with the Holy Spirit in great measure to have the heart of Jesus to love the sheep of this church and to comfort them in all their sorrows and difficulties. And finally, as he has said, if you would help him to do all these things, help him also to pray. To pray all the time for your people and for your blessing upon the sheep of this church.
Amen.
We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for coming, Greg.
Oh, it's my privilege.
Thank you.
Let's close with a final hymn, number 297. 297.